Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alvin Kamara is questionable. Some Saints people saying Kamara is going to play. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, said it's looking like he's not going to play. So that's up in the air, along with their very good offensive tackles. They're both questionable. Meanwhile, the Cowboys are finally going to have Zach Martin, Tyron Smith, Michael Gallup, CeeDee Lamb, and Amari Cooper available for Dak Prescott. It has not happened very often this season. In fact, Dak, Amari, CeeDee, Gallup, Zeke, Tyron, Zach, Lael have not been on the field for one snap this regular season. That's crazy. No McCarthy. No Terrence Steele. A lot of different storylines for this game.
There are.
Heading into it, even though we're going into it against a team that's pretty tough to watch with a quarterback who can't throw. The Cowboys are favored by 4.5.
They are pretty tough to watch. It will be interesting to see the...
I mean, these are two struggling teams. We've lost three of four.
Yeah.
They've lost four straight.
We got to stop like acting like, we should beat the Saints. Like, we're struggling too. You know, like now we should be the Saints. We're a better football team, but this Cowboys have not played like a good football team of late. They have not played like a Super Bowl contender over the last month of the season, or however many 4 weeks, four game weeks. But this will be interesting. I mean, I don't like Taysom Hill. I hate the gimmick, but I do think in a one game situation that it is kind of unique to have to face him. And I am interested to see what and how they approach and attack the Cowboys defensively.
Tackling and penalties tonight. I'm not that worried. I am worried overall about the secondary, but I'm not worried about it tonight against this passing attack. You have to tackle. What did Randy Gregory call it? It wasn't dirty yards, but it was extra yards that Denver was plowing forward with, like showing an extra toughness against the Cowboys' defense. That's all Taysom Hill is going to do. If Alvin Kamara plays, you're going to have to tackle him and get to him in space. And I don't know whether you can change who you are as a team that leads the league in penalties. I don't know if you can just change that.
They got to figure something out,
That'd be an interesting study. That'd be an interesting study to see a team at the midway point. How many teams that led the league in penalties at the midway point were able to drop down that list?
I think the issue with that is that every referee crew is different, and they all call it differently. And, you know, sometimes you get some guys injured or whatever, or the game changes, and the total number of penalties go down for a lot of different reasons. This is a undisciplined secondary, though. They jump a lot of routes. They blow a lot of coverages. And they get a lot of penalties. And, you know, sometimes they have gotten a lot of interceptions this year. Not as many lately.
The bad news is it's tough to go and smack around a team whose pride is on the line as well. Like, the Saints just got embarrassed by Buffalo 31-6. And this is more of a must-win game for them from a postseason standpoint. They're 5-6. If the Cowboys lose, ugh. 7-5 would be an eyesore, but you're still in control of the NFC East. So I know it sounds funny. Nick Eatman was too chicken to even pick the game. He wouldn't even give us a winner. So I know it sounds weird going in and saying the Cowboys should do work on the road, prime time, tough place to play. They're absolutely desperate and fighting for their lives, but I think that's what should happen. We'll make the official picks with you on the Autoflex Easing Fan Text at 7:20 this morning. Pre-game with Ari Temkin and Brian Broaddus. I think they're going to have Joe Buck on Joe Buck is going to be on the pregame.
Yeah, that's at 5 o'clock. Pregame starts at 4. He'll be on at 5 o'clock.
Mavs last night, historic shooting night for the franchise. They also got it done on the break.
It's an offensive rebound as we head down towards the last 2 minutes of the game. And a steal, Eugene Omoruyi leading a 4-on-2 and lobbing. And Josh Green able to climb the ladder.
Bally Sports with the audio, 139-107, as Luka came out and was like, enough of this. He scored 18 in the first quarter. He had 28 and 14 assists in just 27 minutes, and the Mavs shot 68% from the field. That sets a new franchise record. KP, I was like, yes, Porzingis is out there. I was going through Kevin Gray's Twitter before the game. Inactive. How long is he out? He was in for a double-double, 20 and 10. Needed him. The Mavs had lost 5 of their last 6 games.
Who says he's not tough?
They shot 80% on 2-point field goals, 39 of 49, and had a team record and third best mark in the shot clock era in NBA history.
Who says KP ain't tough?
Everybody.
Who says that? He's tough. He is tough. The Pelicans are, you can't watch a game with them.
No.
You literally can't.
6-18.
It is so bad. I don't even know. Like, how long will Zion help you stay on the Pelicans game?
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, you will tune into a game maybe for Zion, but how long are you staying there?
All right, let's get to the Rangers. The unveiling yesterday of Corey Seager, Simeon, and Chris Woodward joined the KMC masterpiece. I love the question. Where were you when you got the news of that first signing with Marcus Simeon?
I was actually at my son's semifinal game in a tournament.
Wow.
When I got the call, and it was a very, very good call. I actually missed the call. I was 10 minutes late to John Daniels called. I probably need to go back and call him back. might be important. You know, he tried to act like, you know, we lost him, and he didn't do a very good job, because I could share his, you know, his excitement over the phone. So I called him on it, and he's like, no, absolutely. He wants to be a Ranger. Honestly, it was humbling. I think we were all pretty humbled. We're very aware that we lost 102 games last year. Know where we're at, and, you know, where we were at in the standings, last place team. We get all that. But, you know, to have a player of Marcus Simeon and Cole Calhoun, you know, their stature to kind of choose us based on, you know, they kind of took a leap of faith. And I really appreciate that, and I think we all do, just because they believe in what we're trying to build here, and they believe in what we're building as we move forward as well.
And, of course, the headliner that they had to wait to talk about until it became official, Corey Seager, 10 for 325, and he was asked, what needs to happen? I mean, you're here for a decade now. How much winning do y'all need to do?
Believing in the people. It always goes back to the people. You know, culture's built by people. And hearing these guys talk and knowing Woody and knowing what they're about and where they want to go, it really hit home. You know, it's going to be a challenge. You know, we got some work to do, and they've already done that. You know, going out and getting guys like Simeon, like Cole, like John Gray. You know, that's the first step in building a winning organization, is going out and getting guys to be leaders, know what it's like to be there, and to be able to perform and to change and to learn from each other and to teach younger guys. You know, that's what it's all about here, and we're up for the challenge.
Let's talk about the fit, though, because this guy's familiar with the park. You and I both attending a World Series game or two.
Three. Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers were taking on the Rays, and Corey Seager won the World Series MVP. What is he like about hitting at the Rangers' new park in Arlington?
It was a fun time in my career during that. You know, we've seen the ball all right that little stretch to that postseason. But, you know, the place is great. You know, they built a beautiful stadium. They built a beautiful clubhouse. They thought of everything you can think of to need to be able to perform that night. And it's inspiring. It shows you the direction they want to go, that they're all in. They're ready to move forward with this, and they're ready to turn this organization around, and it's exciting.
Now, unfortunately, we may have to wait a while because Major League Baseball shut down. We're in our first lockout since the 90s.
Yes. We're first work stoppage in general, because it was a strike in the 90s, in 94 at least. And by the way, good thing they got this finalized. John Heyman, did you see this? John Heyman says that the Astros did not finalize the Verlander deal before the lockout. Verlander is not signed. He could theoretically sign with somebody else when the lockout ends.
Oh.
So
they could lose Correa and Verlander.
Right.
Or they could get Correa back. I guess you get both back.
You get both back. Who knows what the new CBA is going to do and what kind of contract limitations are going to be. So they've agreed on that 2-year, $50 million deal or 1 year with an option deal. But they did not, according to Heyman, they did not finalize that. Good thing the Rangers finalized that because, you know, they could theoretically, you know, somebody could back channel talk to Seager.
Yeah.
During the lockout, which would be.
And then you get fined a ninth round pick like the Bulls and the Heat. That came out yesterday. The punishment for the sign and trade deal, right, with Kyle Lowry is a second round pick.
A second rounder for illegally speaking tampering too early to these players. Like,
that's a joke.
That's all the punishment is? Why would I not do that? So if I have a chance to get LeBron James in his prime as a free agent,
LeBron, and
my only punishment would be a second round pick, okay.
And back to the lockout that's happening in MLB. I'm so fascinated by MLB.com right now and the website. The stories, they can't really report on anything happening right now, so they literally have stories up about Roger Maris, Ichiro. All the players look like default players on MLB, yeah, the show. They can't use their face, so every player on the site is just a gray shadow.
Yeah,
has their name, but it's a gray shadow.
You can't use name, image, likeness. I mean, or image likeness. You might be able to. Obviously,
college
use
football
name.
Has more NIL right now than Major League,
wow, Major League Baseball does.
Wow.
You know, it's all the, and I wonder what MLB Network is going to do. Like, are they allowed to use all this, all these things? You know, I don't believe the way I read it. A team like the Rangers cannot promote ticket sales by using, hey, come see Kyle Corey Seager. Come see Seager and Simeon. I don't think they can do that.
Mm. Meanwhile, speaking of college football, it looks like Notre Dame defensive coordinator Marcus Freeman has emerged as the leading candidate to replace Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly explained his departure yesterday with the media. And Matt Leinart was on with Pat McAfee talking about USC and the decision that was made with Lincoln Riley going there.
They made it a point to get a lot of feedback from former players, a lot of, you know, players from myself to Carson to, you know, Willie McGinnis, to, you can go the older guys, to Marcus Allen, Ronnie Lott.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, so they really wanted to embrace what do we want to see in our next head coach? Now, at the end of the day, they're going to go out and get their guy, and they had Lincoln on the radar from day one. I was shocked, to be honest with you. I thought it was going to be Matt Campbell. I was hearing the rumors the day before that Matt Campbell is probably the guy, which I would have been happy with as well. He's a really good football coach. But, you know, obviously when these things happen, they do happen very quickly. But there had to be conversations with Lincoln in the weeks prior to set this up, you know, I think, which just tells me our guys at USC did a fantastic job. They knew who they wanted and they got him.
I mean, he kind of like, He's plugged in with USC, obviously, and he didn't completely say that he was speaking to them for weeks, but he kind of alluded to it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of blown up Lincoln's entire, you know, narrative that he's trying to spew. Just come out and say it, that, you know, you've been talking to them for a while. We know you have. We know you have.
Yeah, I don't care.
This didn't come out of Saturday night, and nobody cares.
I don't care.
You left.
Well, the fan base does. The Sooner, yeah, right, fan base cares.
They care that you haven't been putting all your attention into wins.
And Notre Dame as well.
Well, and look, I'll tell you, I'll give Lincoln this over Brian Kelly. At least he waited for his regular season to end. Brian Kelly, there's a really good chance that Cincinnati loses, that Oklahoma State loses to Baylor, that Alabama loses to Georgia, and there's a chance that Iowa beats Michigan. Notre Dame has a really good chance of being in the Final Four. And you left. Like, that's tough. That's tough to take.
And before he left, he had that 11-minute meeting.
You mean 4-minute meeting?
Well, maybe it was 4 because, wow, some player had to pull out his cell phone during that meeting and recorded it and posted on Twitter. Now, the audio is not the best to play on the air, but in the audio, he's like, I love you guys so much. I didn't want to leave.
Yeah. Okay. You're a top 4. He goes, I think you're one of the 4 best teams in the nation. Oh, well, then why didn't you stay?
Yeah, why are you going?
Why are you staying with a title?
Thanks to Tolo Rob. This is the interaction that we always try to have here at the station. Swear I just heard Jane Slater on the NFL Network say Kamara is not expected to play. Breaking news, Jane came back and said he is not expected to play. So that would be fantastic for the Cowboys tonight. The Stars have been fantastic. They've been red hot. Rope Hintz coming off his first career hat trick. They will be hosting the Blue Jackets tonight at 7:30. Headlines on a game day with Sean and RJ trying to get you to your weekend as fast as possible. 8 o'clock hour, Drew Pearson and Babe Laufenberg. But next, let's pick this thing. Official picks. Which one is going to continue to struggle? 877-881-1053. Who wins and why? And we may have a special guest call in with my favorite accent from any NFL analyst to get you ready for tonight's game. Next on Sean and RJ.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, let's pick this thing here on Sean and RJ. Drew Pearson will help us preview and talk about his football life that's coming out on the NFL Network at 8 o'clock. I wonder how much Drew's life has changed or his day-to-day emotion and happiness since the Hall of Fame announcement. In all my interactions, you know him much better than me, but he was always a really cool, awesome dude.
Awesome.
But I wonder if he's on cloud 10 now after the news.
There is no doubt that Drew wanted this. Some players don't care. Some players don't.
Who doesn't care? Who doesn't care?
I don't think Tom Brady cares if he gets in the Hall of Fame.
What?
He's Tom Brady. He doesn't need the Hall of Fame.
They all care.
They care, but there's a level of care.
Let's ask Bobby Hebert. This is one of our favorite guests. Fortunately, the Cowboys play the Saints a ton. Former NFL quarterback. He's on WWL Radio in New Orleans. Bobby, do you know any player that maybe doesn't care if they got named a Hall of Famer?
No. they might say that because they're probably not getting in. No, that's a bunch of bull. They all want to get in. That's on the top of the mountain. And I think even the prestigious players, you know, Pro Bowl, you know, you also, oh, I played in the Pro Bowl, but you want to be all pro. So I say, yeah, if you're a player or a competitor, that's a lot of recognition that players seek. I would say they seek that more than fan support or, you know, you talk about your legacy. No, are you a Pro Football Hall of Fame or not? I'm in a couple of Hall of Fames, and it matters to me. I'm in the Louisiana Hall of Fame. You know, I'm in the Saints Hall of Fame. I got my jersey retired in high school, my jersey retired in college. But no, Hall of Fames do matter, but no, that's at the top of the mountain, Pro Football Hall of Fame. Even as great as Todd was, listen to y'all saying, even as great as Tom Brady is, no, he would recognize that.
Bobby, tonight, what's going on with Kamara? What's going on with your tackles? How are things looking with the Saints' injury situation, including your quarterback who's been hurt?
It's bad. I mean, when it rains, it pours. I've never seen a Sean Payton team. I've never witnessed any team that I've covered or played for to have to deal with this many injuries. You might say, well, next man up. Hell yeah, but it matters who's the next man.
Yeah.
you're gonna have the next man up, but no, I think it truly would be an upset of the Saints win tonight against Dallas. But look, back-to-back games, prime time. Sean Payton and the Saints are made for prime time with Drew Brees at the helm. So you look at back-to-back games, they're basically like I know it was going down, I think, 4.5, 4 points, somewhere around there, but it was up a touchdown. Back-to-back games, I know the Bills and Dallas is playing well this year. They're a touchdown underdog in the Superdome. So, no, I think it would be an upset, but the defense has to play great. That's where they're at right now. And if you look at two defensive struggles, the last two times these teams played, what was this, the 1960s?
Yeah.
The game was like 12 to 10 and 13-10.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't view that, but the Houdat Nation is hopeful, though. And that's why, Cowgirl fans can't talk smack to Saints fans. Because, look, the last quarter of a century. But now, it's almost a quarter of a century the Saints are 10-3 against Dallas. Now, that's not an opinion. Wow. That's what happened. When you think the last 13 games, you know, oh, the lowly Saints, the Houdat Nation, all that, they're 10-3 against Dallas. So that just shows you how much Dallas has struggled as of late. Now, I think this might be their year. They have a chance. But they're struggling as of late. So it's going to be interesting when it comes about. But you never know with the Saints. If you look this year, I mean, you can't figure them out. Here they are. They whoop Aaron Rodgers and the Packers the very first game.
Yeah.
And then they beat, look where the Patriots are at. And then they end up beating the Patriots. So, and then they beat Tampa Bay and the Buccaneers with Trevor Siemian's playing most of the game. But then you lose, like, to the Giants. You lose to the Eagles. You lose to the Panthers, Falcons. And I don't know. I thought maybe they can get to 10 wins, but it doesn't look like that. I think they're more a 500 team at best. And what's that? That's 8-9, 9-8. Yeah, 9-8, you might get in the postseason. But the Saints fans are frustrated right now. I wouldn't be surprised if the Dallas fans represent tonight in the Dome, because I think a lot of Saints fans right now are frustrated, and they might, sell their tickets and take the money, which is blasphemy, but I think we might see that tonight.
Bobby, how tough is it going to be for us to watch Taysom Hill try to quarterback a football team with actually throwing the ball?
Well, the one thing, he takes too many sacks considering how well he can run. I don't know his progressions. And he fumbles. Well, that's when he was purely playing quarterback. He was doing that, but I mean, I think he struggles with the long ball, but he doesn't. It's not the arm strength. It's just his anticipation and not laying it out there, trying to be too precise. But he can run. But, I mean, I don't know. I had this plantar fasciitis in his foot. They're doing dry needle treatment, and probably they'll shoot it up. But you can't shoot him up too much where he has, like, a club foot because he has to run. So, but they're desperate. They're desperate. They need a spark. And Taysom Hill can be that spark. But I like him still in that role of jack of all trades or a Swiss Army knife to help the team win. I truly believe the Saints quarterback for next year is not even on the team.
Yeah.
And this is when even before Jameis Winston got hurt. And, you know, and obviously with the serious knee injury with Jameis Winston, then I got to invest all that money in him. And for playing for Sean Payton, I could see a guy like Russell Wilson or even take a long shot, you know, Aaron Rodgers, but it looks like he might be happy in Green Bay. He might have other choices. But even if Deshaun Watson, you know, a lot of Houdat Nation Saints fans, they call out, well, we'll just wait till he gets out of trouble and he's still going to be young and try and make him our quarterback. So that's what they're thinking right now as far as the future quarterback for the Saints.
Former NFL Pro Bowler from the Saints, Bobby Hebert, joining us to preview tonight here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. Just give us a little defensive education. Mike McCarthy was talking to us about the run defense, but what's the strength? What's the weakness? Who do we need to be worried over when it comes to the Saints' D tonight?
Well, the Saints, this is not an opinion. I'll say the last, for sure, 3 years and if not four, the Saints were either 1-2 a run defense, but don't tell that to the Eagles.
Yeah.
The Eagles freaking ran all over them back-to-back. They gave up 500 yards. I go, what is Dennis Allen doing? you know they're going to run. No, that was a very disappointing. To show you they were so far ahead, right now they still have the number 3 run defense. You know, they were all of a sudden giving up about 58 yards a game rushing. Now they're up to like 92, but they, you know, number 3 and – you know, they're still going to have to stop Dallas. Something has to give there when you got the number 3 rush defense against number 6 rush offense. So I would tend to lean towards Dallas similar because I'm disheartened what happened, in that Eagles game. And David Onyemata hasn't played as well as we thought. You know, he got suspended the first 6 games. He needs to be more dominant. Cam Jordan's getting older. You know who's hell when he's well is Marcus Davenport. Mm. He's freaking unbelievable. He blows up tackles, but he's always hurt. He is always hurt. He is, you know, reminds me of like a Lamborghini or a Ferrari. But you go drive it, you go like, God, this car is awesome. It's broken down again. Yeah. It's always something. You got to put it in the shop and this and that. So they're really hurting with Davenport. You know who's done well? They got a trade passing you from the Chiefs. He was leading the team in sacks and nothing to write home about, you know, with a handful of sacks. But then he's hurt. No, they're just taking turns getting hurt. Kind of their hybrid, their dog on the defense. What I mean by that, he just talks smack to everybody. It is Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. He wants everybody to call him C.D. Deuce. And so that's why there's no excuse for the defense. There's really been only one guy. Lattimore's been up and down. He could be unbelievable. He can accept the challenge and maybe shut down CeeDee Lamb, or he can get burnt. You just don't know what's going to happen there. And, you know, the Saints fans have fallen as of late. You know, what have you done for them lately? If you look, the last 4 seasons, no one in the National Football League has won more games than the New Orleans Saints, and they haven't won anything. You know, all of a sudden you have these 11, 12-win seasons and 13 wins, and you're not winning anything. So they're frustrated. And, post Drew Brees, that's when you really appreciate Drew Brees when you don't have him and all the consistency that he brought as far as a winner. So, but defensively, I think if it's a shootout, the Saints have no chance. If it's kind of what it's been the last, you know, 2 times they played, if it's in the teens, low 20s, teens, the Saints have a chance. But if it's a shootout, no way the Saints can keep up with Dallas.
All right, before we let you go, your reaction and the local reaction to the new head coach at LSU.
Yeah, well, LSU's, they keep up with the Joneses. The football's a priority here. It's not PE class. It's a way of life, and you almost just can't participate. You have to win championships, and that's why they went out and get Brian Kelly. And, what's interesting is that he's always been a winner, but he wants to win that championship. I'm interested. I can ask you all this. Who do you think is going to have the most success? You could throw this out to the fans, too, because I think it's a good question. When all said and done, let's say 3 years from now, 2024, 25, who has the most success? Brian Kelly at LSU, Lincoln Riley at USC, or Brian Napier at University of Florida. Those are all teams that resource and the talent. That's why I can understand why Lincoln Riley went to USC. But there's no players in Oklahoma. They got to go to Texas to get them. It's like 80% all the time where Louisiana has the resources per capita, number one state professional football players. You put the fence around the state. You go get a handful of Texans, which they always do. They're unbelievable in the Houston area. Then Florida, you know, Patrick Peterson is from Florida. And then, you know, you just get those players. Wherever there's people, there's players. That's why I think Georgia's going to be relevant in the future. With Kirby Smart got going there, and you look at the state of Florida. So And even like a school like Clemson, okay, Clemson, South Carolina, there's not enough players. Clemson is kind of like Oklahoma. They got to go to Georgia, Florida to get their players. But I think Brian Kelly, make LSU relevant. You just can't have winning teams. Somehow he's got to win championships. But I like that sweet deal. He got $95 million. So let's say he doesn't have success at LSU. They still got to pay him 90% of that.
Mm.
I mean, I think going to be a coach this day and age, if you're at a high level, I think it's a pretty good gig.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll say.
I think so. Bobby, for the Cowboy fans going to this game tonight, maybe they're listening on the Odyssey app, where do they need to stop for a bite to eat or a drink? What's the Bobby Hebert special in New Orleans?
Well, a Bobby Hebert special, there's so many places. You know, right by, if you're going in the warehouse district, that, typical Bourbon Street in that area in the French Quarter, just go, I'll tell you what, the Bills Mafia took it over, Barcadia. It's right there.
We have one of them.
Yeah.
It's not far from Emerald's Restaurant. It just came and it's rocking. They got the Lucy's Bar there too. It's a safe area. I think that's something that you still within, it'll be a long walk to the Dome, but that could be an area, and they got, good restaurants around there also, that if you want to have a bite to eat or if you want to just party, because the Bills Mafia showed up.
Mm.
I was shocked that they so glad they finally winning. They got a quarterback, Josh Allen.
Yeah.
So the Bills haven't won anything forever also, but they sure showed up in the Dome.
Bobby, thank you so much, man. Try to enjoy the game tonight, even though y'all aren't going to score any points, and we'll be catching up with you down the road. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for having me, and Hey, listen, a lot of pressure on Jerry Jones. I know he wants to win that Super Bowl because he's getting up there.
Yeah.
But Shannon, RJ, take care. And, I know he looks at it like we just can't win. We got to win championships. But, again, come on, when it's been – in the 90s, I was still played the last time.
All right, Bobby. Your connection's cut now. We're losing you. Thank you.
Oh, that's fantastic.
All right, okay,
the Cajun.
Yes!
Yeah!
Yes!
Two scrubs at quarterback. Right. Bobby Hebert and Roger Staubach.
Yeah. Keep trying to gloss over it.
Two scrubs. Butchering my name.
And no offense. No offense to the fine folks at Barcadia, but, we're trying to get the insight to some local cuisine there.
Yeah.
It's a local spot.
You throw out Barcadia?
Go play NBA Jam.
Yeah, what is that? Oh, there's a great seafood place, Long John Silver.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
We're going to play NBA Jam.
All right.
I'll be Mashburn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Loaded Cowboy Hour coming up with Drew Pearson at 8. He's got his Football Life special on the NFL Network. Babe Laufenberg will have the call tonight with Brad Sham. Babe will join us at 8:40, and we'll move the picks to 9 after Bobby Hebert just joined us from WWL Radio in New Orleans to preview tonight's game. But it sounds like the Rangers got their version of Dak Prescott. Marcus Simeon comes here and sounds like instantly he's the leader. He's the guy that's going to set the tone, culture, whatever leadership cliches you want to throw out there. And while the Rangers were introducing everyone yesterday, Marcus Simeon was asked about his role as the leader of this organization now.
Yeah, I think for me, I've learned over time how to lead. It's not something that, you know, I was necessarily born with. I think I've always been fairly quiet, but as my game started to develop, my leadership came with it. I think that when you know, for me, playing 7 full seasons in the major leagues, I've learned a lot. I've struggled a lot. I've gotten better at those things. I've propelled myself into, you know, conversation of these guys we're talking about, these free agents. And it took a lot of learning. I think that when you learn something, you're so eager to share it with someone else who you see is going through what you went through. I think there's probably some guys in this clubhouse now that benefit from some of the things I've learned and that I can share with them.
So that is Marcus Simeon. I find it interesting that Scott Boras has been front and center at 2 press conferences. Max Scherzer was doing like a TV interview.
Yeah.
Boras is sitting next to him. You don't see that. You don't see that very often, like in a TV interview. Now, if you're at the podium and you're out there at the facility, yeah, you'll see the agent. No, a lot of times, actually, the agent will be in the crowd, won't be sitting up there. And Boras was sitting up there with John Daniels and Woody. I mean, you can make the argument it's either Rob Manfred or I guess you should have that Tony Clark up there as the PA, but you can make an argument Scott Boras is a top 3 most powerful person in all of baseball. I'm always fascinated with agent talk. It's like a movie aspect. That's why I love Jerry Maguire, right? Like the lifestyle you think of, or Drew Rosenhaus, the shark. So Boras was up there and he was asked, will it make life easier for the Rangers to attract other players with what they've done in this offseason?
Well, I think a lot easier. That's mainly because when Marcus signed here, he called me 3 times a day to make sure that Corey signed here. So, and when you have an important client doing that, it, believe me, it's impactful. So, in the player community, of course, it's really about how they evaluate the people they're going to be playing with and what they can do collectively to achieve their objective. And when John and CY and Woody came to us and sat down, they were most earnest about, we're not here to sign players. We're here to sign the best players. And I think that message impressed upon Marcus and Tara to the point where they were very serious. We talked about, you know, ownership's approval to their plan and what they've done and how this has been really evolving since CY and John got together. And it became something, I think, where in the end, Marcus, and again, it's very hard to win players. There's a lot of teams that want players that demonstrate what Marcus has as leadership. But to really win the day with him, it's about what Marcus believed from the people he was talking to and dealing with. And I think John and CY's message was something that Marcus, Tara discussed and said, we trust these people.
You asked if Boras could be, is everywhere. And I went and Googled, is Satan omnipresent? And it says no. So,
well, I mean, that was what Mac Angle started calling
him. No, it's Randy Galloway, the great Satan.
Oh.
Yeah, Scott Boras, the great. And that's from the Chan Ho days.
Do you view Boras as a bad guy?
No, Boras does his job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't view Boras as a bad guy. Boras does his job, but it's funny you call him the great Satan. He does.
But if you were going to pick an agent in any sport, I'm picking Scott Boras.
Yeah, probably. Now, I think if I'm not one of the best players in the league, I probably won't pick Scott Boras. Because I think a lot of GMs don't want to deal with him if they don't have to. Mm. And if you're not the best players, they don't care. Because the teams will deal with the best players.
Right.
But if you're just you're a good player, but you're nothing great, I wouldn't pick Scott Boras. I don't think that would be the right fit. But yeah, he is. I mean, he absolutely does his job. His job is to get the most money for his clients, and he does. He absolutely does. So, for this team, I mean, Boras can, he could say all he wants, and it is true. It is tough to get a free agent. But, your pitch could be anything.
Oh, yeah.
Without the money,
yes.
It doesn't matter what it is.
No, it doesn't.
And that's why, that's why I think the NBA, with the Mavericks, they can't buy a free agent, literally, because your pitch matters in the NBA. Your city matters in the NBA. The team matters. In Major League Baseball, we showed this with A-Rod. I mean, what did the Rangers do? They bid like $70 million more than anybody else did for Alex Rodriguez. Well, of course he was going to sign. It didn't matter. They could have said anything.
Yeah.
They could have walked in with no pitch, just handed him this check, said, here, this is what it is.
Yeah.
And he would have said, oh, okay. And maybe they did the same thing with Trevor, I almost called him Trevor Siemian, with Marcus Siemian. Maybe they did the same thing there.
Corey Seager, new face of the franchise. Even though Simeon's supposed to be the leader, Seager's going to be the face. How does he feel about his new teammate up the middle?
Yeah, how can you not be excited about that? Not only the elite player, elite person, carries himself well. He's a great teammate. There's not a bad word being said about Marcus Siemian. And to be able to learn from somebody who's that talented and to take little things that he does in his game that I might not, to be able to bounce off each other and to be up the middle here for a long time is very exciting.
You know what I love? Whenever a team gets new acquisitions, any team, the lineups that are thrown out there, the projected lineups, whenever, if an NBA team gets someone, it's like, or imagine this yeah. person running the pick and roll with so-and-so on the wing, or, the Rams were doing this, or Von Miller this side, and Aaron Donald. Baseball lineups are fun, too.
Yep.
So I don't think he's going to name it. I didn't hear Woody yesterday live with KMC, but they asked him if he's given any thoughts. We'll make RJ put together a lineup, or at least the middle of it, the 1 through 5 or 1 through 6. Has Woody given any thoughts to a early batting order for the Rangers?
That's a good question. I've thought about that a lot. Mm-hmm. You kept me up the other night just thinking, okay, it's a good thing to keep you up. which spot? And I think it all depends on, the final moves, the final pieces that we put, January, February, when that comes around.
Okay.
There are some more potential moves, and I think that depends on who else we bring in. If it's pitching, if it's another offensive player or what, then, I think the answer will speak for itself come spring training.
What do you think, Choppy?
In terms of the lineup?
Yep.
Well, I would probably have Siemian second, Seager third. But it's what, because, Siemian could theoretically bat leadoff too. He could bat fourth. He can bat everywhere. But a lot of the times nowadays, they like to have the best hitter hit second. Who's the best hitter? Is it Seager? Is it Siemian? You can make a case for both of them that they are both, either one could fit anywhere. I like to have, if you're going to ask Siemian to steal some bases, I always like to have a lefty there to bat after him. It does kind of block the catch right a little bit. That's probably what they would do. I mean, those two guys are going to bat second and third. Those two, there's nobody else that has earned a spot at any spot in this lineup other than those two.
Who's hitting fourth? On the internet, on Twitter, I got proposed lineups from Tolos.
All right.
I see Garcia. I see Calhoun. I see
Calhoun at four. Oh, I don't know about that. I wonder where they would put him.
877-881-1053. Autoflex Leasing Fantex. 877-881-1053. A humongous day for the Rangers. Looking forward to, never mind. there's a lockout. Lockout happening last night. So we'll see how long this drama drags on. But we do have football in the meantime. But just projected lineups, fun to play around with in terms of the different pieces that are out there for this team that now has some attractive names on it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.